Welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, where the discussion is about the challenges and opportunities that people face when communicating with the opposite gender. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Judy Hoberman.
Good afternoon. It is the final Monday of the month and the end of the first quarter of the year. I am so excited to spend such a momentous day with you on Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now, as we enter into the second quarter, are you reviewing how you did when you were trying to reach your goals? Are they still intact? And do you need to ramp it up a bit? And how are you doing with your money goals? Oh, you don't have money goals? That's funny, because when we talk about women, we always add money in. It's a different conversation. And that's what we're going to talk about today, women and money. It's a difficult conversation, but it's a winning combination at the same time. You know, the relationship between women and money is complicated. It almost sounds like relationships in general. And the truth of the matter is that we develop these relationship skills, or lack of them, when we're young girls. Now, for many women, money is an emotional currency. It's tied to our sense of self-worth and our confidence. So do women have different relationships with money than men? Well, as in everything else, the answer is yes. But let's take a short peek into where our relationship with money began. Now, as I said, we learn how we value money from our parents. Now, while we all try to inherit the best from each parent, sometimes the not-so-great behaviors sneak into our value system and play out throughout our adult years. For instance, here's a few of my favorites, and see if any sound familiar to you. Money's hard to come by. You have to work hard for your money. Money doesn't come easily. You can't have time and money. We've always scrimped and saved for everything we had. Money's the root of all evil. Money doesn't buy happiness. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money always seems to slip through my fingers. And the higher you go, the harder you fall. And there's never enough to go around. Now, that list can go on, and if I forgot any, well, just let me know. But the bottom line is, many of those lessons were repeated on a regular basis when it came to family finances, and little did we realize that they became a part of who we are. Now, we always talk or hear that we attract what we put out into the universe. So while we're discussing this piece, let's do a quick little exercise and ask yourself these two little questions, and don't overthink it. Write down the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay, the first one. Money is, just fill in the blank, and the second is, rich people are. Now, if any of those limiting beliefs popped into your mind, it's time to rewind the tape and change your thoughts. You see, money is an important part of our life. It affects us in all areas of our lives, either directly or indirectly. Money affects our relationships, our career choices, our education. Our attitude towards money plays a big part in what we can accomplish. And changing your mindset and concentrating on what can be instead of why you don't deserve it to be is a huge swing, and the results will be very powerful. Now, one of the areas that are affected by this unusual relationship is the power of negotiations. Is it a myth that women are not good at negotiating what they're worth in the business arena? Now, while there are many women that are, and both my guests today are experts in the world of profitability, statistics show that men are much better asking for what they know they deserve. You see, women feel they need to prove their worth, whereas men seem to simply demonstrate their value. And there are times when the same word means two different things to men and women. Men would simply talk about how they would demonstrate their value, and women would be giving examples that would demonstrate their worth, when really their self-worth never came into question. Women feel that they need to prove themselves all the time, especially when they're in male-dominated industries. They sometimes have unrealistic expectations and are always trying to do more or be more, another point that we can give credit to our childhood. So how do we take all those limiting beliefs about money and turn them around so we're open to bringing in what we deserve? Well, it doesn't happen overnight, so make the decision you want to remap your relationship with money, and here are some ideas. Number one. Create a business plan that addresses your financial growth. Take control of your financial future. Don't allow limiting beliefs about your abilities to create income stifle your creativity. Number two, operate from a life of abundance instead of scarcity. There is plenty to go around, so rewind that tape and imagine yourself living the life you dream of while still giving back to those that perhaps don't have your skills. Number three, think about your future now. Whether you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, or more, think about where you want to retire. Now, you don't have to have every detail planned out, but be aware of where and how you want it to be. We don't know what will happen tomorrow, so enjoy life now. just think about your future as well. Number four, while money will allow you certain advantages, it will not solve all your problems. Money doesn't buy happiness and will not create loving relationships for you. Money will only solve financial problems. And number five, eliminate those limiting financial beliefs. I read you an entire list of beliefs that we've come to know and trust. The problem is those beliefs will truly block your prosperity. Be respectful of money. Be a good steward of your assets. So allow it to come into your life. But remember what I just said. Money will only solve financial problems and nothing more. Now, money can create certain luxuries that have nothing to do with material wealth. Having financial freedom will allow you to help others, mentor young people entering into the business world, and become philanthropic, if that's what you want, for those in need. Being wealthy is not just about money. Sharing yourself and your expertise with others will give you a greater sense of self-worth and confidence. In my book, Pure Wealth, I asked each one of my contributing authors what that meant to them. A few described it purely as financial. Others describe lifestyle. For me, it's when you take your passion and your purpose and you combine them. That is truly pure wealth in my eyes. As Coco Chanel said, there are people who have money and there are people who are rich. When we come back, you'll hear from my first guest, who is an expert in helping women succeed in business. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Remember, you can join our discussion by calling in to 347-989-1363 and press 1, and you'll get right onto our show. Okay, so time for our first guest, and she is super-duper awesome, Ms. Bethany Williams. Bethany is a results-oriented executive with 25 years' experience driving complex initiatives into the business world. She currently works as a senior vice president for an innovative technology company. Bethany dedicates her work and efforts to hardworking executives everywhere that are yearning for answers and a better way of approaching the success that they desire. She hopes to instill confidence and a call to action in women executives. Her message is clear. We control our destinies as well as our earnings. It's a perfect topic. In her first book, Winning Strategies for Women, she provides practical step-by-step advice for excelling in business, including strategies for keeping your job, keys to performing a top performer, tips on how to get those wanted promotions and additional pay, and receiving more recognition in the process. She just completed 6 books on women in pay and has a new weekly talk show on Grant Cardone's Whatever It Takes Network. She continues to give back to executives everywhere in an attempt to balance the scales, regularly speaking on breaking the glass ceiling, personal branding, social networking, career success, and work-life balance. I'm exhausted, Miss Bethany. Welcome to the show, because there's so much more to talk about, and I'd rather be talking directly to you.
Well, thank you, Judy. I'm glad to be here.
This is going to be super exciting. So today's discussion is about something that you and I have talked about. You do a lot of speaking about this, about women, money, and profitability. And I know you've got some thoughts about this. Can you share what it means to be a woman who is profitable and as well as not having any kind of negative connotations about money? I know that's a big question.
Yep. I don't know why, as women, we've got stuck with this. Well, I really don't want to ask for more money, or I probably shouldn't make more money. I don't know why we have this issue with money where our male peers are getting as much money as they can for their skill sets, and they don't feel bad about it. And what it's done for us nationally is just drive our wages down. On average, you've heard the statistics that we're making about 33% less than our male counterparts. And when it comes to the top earners in companies, you know, even though some of the companies, the top salespeople are women, those women are not making as much as the men that are selling less because they've negotiated for not as much. So when you look across the top wage earners in companies, we're only making it in that category 2% of the time, Judy.
Okay, so but you know, I mean, I mentioned in the beginning that a lot of this comes from when we're little and we have all those limiting beliefs that we're taught, you know, money doesn't grow on trees and blah, 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 blah. So why do we take that into our roles and we're really reluctant to talk openly about the role that money plays in our lives and our relationships?
Well, I've coached hundreds of women over the last few years, and what I find is many of us want to make the world a better place. We want to nurture and care for others. And that desire to be collaborative, to contribute to the whole, to help other people, is so strong that in our minds it competes with the money. So in our minds we can't be a nurturer, caretaker, and an empowered leader. In our minds we can't take care of the company, help other people succeed, drive profits for them, and take care of these nurturing needs and make a crap ton of money. So in our minds, for some reason, we've separated those two, and I do not understand why.
So do you think that that confidence plays a part in this?
I think that there is a reluctance to ask because many of the people I've coached are just so happy to have a job offer. I don't know if it's confidence, because the women that I talk to are very confident. They just are much more gracious and less dry. I don't know if it feeds back to the sports thing, the sports analogy that we talked about, in that men, you know, maybe played more sports in many situations. And, you know, I coach a lot of men as well. So it's not just there's a category of people, women and men, that just don't ask and aren't pursuing higher wages. So, I mean, it's not just the women.
Well, you know, one of the things I had read about, Bethany, a while ago was that they were saying that women are so focused on building relationships with their peers and their bosses and everything else that they're afraid that if they do ask for more money that they're going to rock that relationship.
Right. I think that's true.
Yeah, is money really more about more than just money? Is there, you know, something else that we're afraid to do? And then when we don't get the money, we're kind of annoyed about it?
Well, and we do hold grudges a little longer than the guys. I mean, I have sat at the leadership table for the last, you know, numerous years of my career, and I have seen the guys duke it out. And I mean yelling, screaming, having it out. And immediately at the end of that meeting, one would look to the other and go, "Hey, you want to go for a drink?"
And off
far they go. Whatever happened in that room, they're not mad at each other. They're just working through a very complex, difficult business situation. And when they get to the other end of it, it doesn't matter what was said. It doesn't matter what happened during that meeting. They're best of buddies, and they go off. For some reason, we hurt ourselves in that regard, in that we hang on to those feelings and those emotions, and we think, oh, they didn't give us a raise, so they somehow don't like the work I do, rather than looking at it the way a lot of the men that I coach look at it, in that, well, it's their problem if they didn't give me a raise. I'm going to go ask again and again and again, and if they don't want to raise my pay, I'm going to find a job elsewhere. So I think it's the combination of us not wanting to talk about it, us worried about those relationships suffering. And then I also think it's the loyalty to a fault that gets us stuck.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because if you ever see a courtroom with two female attorneys versus two male attorneys, you can tell that there's a grudge when they're done. The guys, like you said, you know, let's go for a beer, let's go chat, or let's go play golf or whatever.
Right.
And the women are
right.
like, yeah, I'm not talking to her for a while.
Well, and I love the guys will even call the other lawyer sometimes and say, oh, you really got me there. That was good. Like, I want to be able to do that. Like, they even, like, in these competitive situations, boost the other person by commenting and complimenting some of their actions. And we just don't do that in our mindsets for some reason. We believe that there's a limited set of the pie, limited set of money, limited set of resources, and a limited set of jobs that they will put females in. And because of that, we fight amongst ourselves.
Okay, so when we talk about women, and you've coached hundreds and hundreds of women, and I'm sure it comes up with, so how can I make the money I deserve? You know, what would you tell me if I'm in this position and I really believe that I should be making, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 more, but I don't want to rock the boat and I don't want to seem like I'm too aggressive? What would you tell me? How can I get the money I deserve?
Right. I would tell you absolutely can. There is a formula. It's funny because I literally have coached hundreds of people through it. I just finished coaching three women that doubled their pay. Now, they did have to change companies, but they're doing the exact same job for another company, and they doubled their pay. One went from $65,000 a year to $130,000 a year for the same job. Now, I mean, she had fallen way behind her market value and didn't know it, because she'd been in the same job for 8 years, but it happens. It happens more than people would even guess. And what I've done really, since I can't coach the amount of people that are trying to get me to coach them, you know, I don't have enough time, is I've just created a product, which is a three-part video seminar that I will sell on my website, and I'm going to tell people the secrets. I'm going to tell them what it takes. I'm going to walk through all the faulty belief systems that catch us. I'm going to walk through what I call the 11 new rules for getting paid, and then I'm going to explain to them how to ask and walk through the exact words that work, because there is a right way and a wrong way to ask.
Okay, and so when is that going to be available?
It'll come out in the next week or so. It's going to hit my website at BethanyAWilliams.com. But one thing I find is we don't view it as a business transaction. So that's the first thing I start trying to coach someone. Asking for a raise is a business transaction. You are asking the company to pay you more money for the services you render. So those services have to be valuable to the company, and they have to be more valuable than other people that are rendering the same service. So I talk through how to differentiate your services and understand that if I say no, if the boss says no, it doesn't mean that you're any less valuable. It's not a personal self-esteem affront. It just is them looking at their budget and saying, you know, it doesn't look like I have it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question that I mentioned a little bit before. Do you think that wealth is strictly about money?
No, I don't. No, absolutely not. You can be wealthy in your relationships. You can be wealthy in your friendships. You can be, and I talk a little bit about that in the Live Your Dreams book. I wrote a book several years ago called Live Your Dreams, which was about how do you look at the six areas of your life and work through each one of those, your hobbies, your fitness, your spiritual life, your work, and your relationships, and all of those six areas, and determine how much effort and energy am I going to apply to this. And what type of, you may decide you don't want to work the job you're working at all because it doesn't fit what I call lifestyle design. So it doesn't kind of map to you being able to live the life you want to live,
whatever that may be. Right.
Yeah.
And I knew that you didn't think that wealth was just about money. So let me ask the other question that everybody always says to me. Is it true that if you do what you love, the money will follow?
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
Okay. So it's really it's your passion.
You generally want to do things that you're good at. And so when you look at things that you've loved to do or the things in your career that you've been most proud of, that's generally an indicator that you're gifted there. So So I would word it a little differently, and I would say that if you use your gifts and talents, the things that you were innately born to do, will you find the most success? Yes. Yes. I believe
awesome.
That.
Okay, so let's go a little bit different now. So where does your brand play a role in all of this, whether it's either trying to get to the next level or trying to get your name out or trying to become, you know, an amazing entrepreneur? Where does your brand play a role? Because I know you talk a lot about brand.
Yeah, because I believe that brand is like the crucial cornerstone in your building. You will not know that there are amazing opportunities out there, amazing companies for you to run or things for you to do unless people know you exist. So I have a talk show on the Whatever It Takes Network online on Grant Cardone's internet station. And I interviewed Pam Slanoff, who's a executive vice president here in Dallas. And the reason she's in this role is because years ago she had worked with a nurse who loved her and brought her name up to a CEO in Arkansas, you know, 15 years ago or something. So brand feeds into what I would call the networking knowledge and awareness bubble. Is there can be all kinds of great opportunities out there, but if people don't know you exist, don't know what you're good at, and don't recommend you for them, then you continue to live in the, you know, in the world that you live in today.
Right, and you sit and you wait for somebody to knock on your door because there's nobody talking about you either.
Right, right.
Okay, so you mentioned your TV show on Whatever It Takes Network. Talk about that. What's the premise of the show? Who's the audience?
So the audience is different than I expected because I thought it would be all women. It's cross-gender. It's women and men and anyone who wants to make more money. It is a 3 days to a Raise is the name of the talk show, and it is about getting you to your passion, your purpose, and your mission in life that will bring you the most money. And so I just took a camera crew out to Big Bend, and we taped a two-day retreat, and I talked through how to think through those six bubbles and how to reposition yourself and get closer to what you want to do. I also did 5 shows on finding and landing your dream job, and interviewed all kinds of people that have done it. And so it's content that you really that really isn't any available anywhere.
Well, I've watched a number of the episodes, and they are so spot on. And, you know, as you're talking, the question that I come in my head, you already get to the next question. You're already there. I'm like, wow, we're on the same page. I'm loving this. So,
well, because I think like an executive person. I think like an executive business person. Well, and
so
what I wanted to do, the premise of the show is I'm going to tell the secrets. I'm going to tell you what other people will not say. The information that people are holding back and keeping from you, I'm going to spill it. I'm going to stop hiding behind the corporation's walls, and I am going to be truthful to a fault.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being truthful to a fault because it's so much easier to tell the truth and give all the information the right way because then you never have to worry about what you said.
Right, right.
You know?
Right. I can tell you that there are a lot of companies that would rather
Don't.
Some of the information not be out there.
Yeah, no, I'm sure because you're giving away trade secrets. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. I'm not popular among my executive peers.
Yeah, but you're popular among the masses, so that's even better. That's even better. Okay, so when I ask my guests about writing a book, they usually have one or two. You have 6, which I mean, you have Winning Strategies for Women, you have From Mother to Mentor and Father to Coach, you have Brand You, CEO of You, Live Your Dreams. Talk to us about, you know, what made you sit down and push you to write all of these books, and, you know, I know there's a 6th one, and I don't have the 6th title, so I figured you would share that with us.
Now the 6th title is 3 Days to a Raise. It's
okay.
It will be available with the Raise product, and I haven't put it out yet because I think my publicist is talking to a big box publisher about putting that one out. So it's done. It's all ready, and we're just working on the promotion plan for it right now. But when people buy my Raise program, they'll get the ebook for that as well. So it's all about money. It's about asking. It's about making more. It's about getting past your issues with money, and that is what 3 Days to a Raise. It goes all hand in hand with the talk show, the book, and the video series. So all kind of marketed and packaged together.
Okay, so a question for you. Why money? Why women and money? Or why money? I know you talk to men as well, but why? What's your hook into the money? Where does it come from, and why talk about it?
You know, I was shocked. I was one of those people that had a poverty mindset. I mean, I was born in Flint, Michigan, and believed that I made enough, and I was happy where I was at until I found out what my male peers were making, until I understood the full picture. And so I had to kind of work through my own issues with money. As a single mom, raising kids by myself, I was widowed very young, I had to kind of work through that. And I realized I'm not the only one. As I talked to hundreds of women throughout the years, I realized that it's really quite common. And there's a lot of advice out there once you're making the money, what to do with it, how to invest it, how to save it. You know, Susie Orman and all of these other people. I'm working with a money therapist, a lady. I'm helping her brand and market her new book, Do You Know Where Your Money Is? And, you know, there's a lot of people that help you with the money once you get it, but I thought, I want to help people get the money. I want to help them raise their pay. And I just had found incredible success in doing that for people. And so I really just thought there was a need, Judy, and that's why I moved in that direction.
Well, you're doing some spectacular things for people, because you can see the results that people are getting. You can hear about the results people are getting. So I know that this is a big step for you to put out this, you know. And I just think it's, you know, it's amazing. And the funny part is that it's women and money. You know, I mean, you know, here you are, this very successful woman, and it's all about money. So I think it's awesome. Awesome.
Well, and I once answered my phone one day, and I swear I thought like a 911 call had come to me by mistake. This woman was screaming, and I thought something was wrong. I mean, I'm panicked a little bit. And it was one of the women I had coached. She had doubled her pay, doing the same job, only doubled her pay, and she had gotten her first paycheck. She had no idea what it was going to be, and it was really hilarious. I almost cried. I was laughing so hard.
That's funny. So what's next for you? I mean, I know you've got a lot of things going on, but what's next for you?
You know, that's a good question. I am being very opportunistic. I am a growth agent as well. I help companies grow. I'm hired by boards and CEOs to double the size of companies, and the talk show is doing well. I'm still coaching some companies and some executives. So I don't know. I'm being opportunistic. I am watching my brand grow and waiting to see what the universe has for me, Judy. I really don't know the answer to that. It's kind of a fun spot to be in at this point. My network is growing so fast. My family are making fun of me because I'll sit at the dinner table and go, oh, look, I have 48 new friend requests.
That's funny.
I don't know what the future holds, Judy.
Well, we're going to be having, you know, all of your information out all over social media. So as you figure it out, we will be figuring it out with you. So where can our listeners go to learn more about what you're doing and how to stay in contact with you?
I have a website, BethanyAWilliams.com. It will have all of the information out there. It'll have my video product. It'll have links to all my books. It will have anywhere I've showed up in the press, any speaking events, and it'll have all the media and links to the talk show and stuff. So BethanyAWilliams.com is the best place. I'm also on Twitter at Bethany A. Will. I have a YouTube channel, Bethany A. Williams. And I don't know, if you Google me, you will find me. I'm out there everywhere.
You are out there. So what do you want to leave our listeners with? What words of wisdom can they take with them?
You know, most of us aren't doing something because we believe some negative voice that's been fed to us. And what I'm really trying is to combat that negative voice, Judy. So I want to tell your listeners that do not believe that husband that told you you were worthless, or that boyfriend who told you you were never going to go anywhere, or that parent who said you are stuck and you're just going to be this way for the rest of your life. You control your destiny and your earnings, and you can change it at any point. It's a matter of perspective, and you have to stop listening to the negative voices in your mind, because they are holding you back, and you are the biggest reason that you are stalled. So I'm encouraging people to be the hero of their story. I'm encouraging them to take back their power and go get that dream. Go after that dream job. Go after that pay raise because you are capable of it.
Awesome. I think that's a wonderful place to end. And I so appreciate you spending time with me today because I know how busy you are and I know how many things you've got on your plate. And I'm looking forward to our rescheduling the interview on your show now that our weather is a little better because we had the whole blizzard thing. But I am excited to be connected with you and I look forward to many adventures together.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show, Judy.
Thank you so much. And we're going to take a break to make sure we thank our sponsors, The Report for Women, which is an important resource for women in business. Check them out at www.thereportforwomen.com. You can subscribe for free and save it to your favorite places. The report will automatically update on a regular basis. Now, if you're ready to watch your business get some great buzz, become one of our sponsors. Go to www.sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com, click on the sponsor tab, and watch your business soar. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now, this is the time where I remind you, if you want to stay in contact with our guest, with the host, with everybody, this is social media time. So please make sure on Facebook you like us on Selling in a Skirt. And like me, as Judy Hoberman, you can be my friend on Twitter. I mean, you can be my friend on Facebook, and you can connect with me on Twitter at Selling in a Skirt. And don't forget, all our shows are on iTunes, so please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the icon, and you can listen to the shows. Okay, it's time for my second guest, profitability master Ruth King. She's a serial entrepreneur, and she's owned 7 businesses in the past 30 years. One of her businesses, Business Ventures Corporation, began in 1981. And through this company, she coaches and trains and helps small businesses achieve the business goals they want to achieve. Ruth has been instrumental in helping small business owners understand and profitably use this information generated from the financial segments of their business. She has a knack for helping business owners truly understand financials. After 12 years on the road doing 200 flights per year, she knew there had to be a better way to reach business people who wanted to build their businesses and train their employees. So she began training on the internet in 1998 and began the first television-like broadcasting in 2002. Her latest channel is www.profitabilityrevolution.com, which helps small business owners run their business better, make money, live better, enjoy freedom, and give back. Ruth was the 2006 USA Best Books winner for entrepreneurship and a finalist for the Independent Publishers Award for some of her books, and we're going to talk about the books in a moment. But here's a little factoid about Ruth. She ran 10 marathons, including 2 Boston marathons. She is a go-getter all the way around. So welcome to the show, Ruth. We certainly have a lot to chat about.
Thanks, Judy, for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited. So we're going to start out with the theme of the day, which is women and money. And I know there are so many directions we can take, but let's just start at the beginning. What are your thoughts about women and money?
I think a lot of women are afraid of money. I really do. I mean, a lot of them don't know how to make a profit, are afraid of making a profit, are afraid of raising their prices for fear that they're not going to be able to sell, which is, you know, selling in a skirt, which is the theme of your show. And the reality is, if you don't sell profitably, you will implode and go out of business. And women have to say, I'm worth it this much, I'm going to get this much, and go for it.
Do you think they're afraid of earning money or are afraid of making too much money, or could it be a combination? What do you think?
It could be both. It's more that they're afraid to ask for what they're worth. I mean, the previous guest talked about raises, and this is the same. You know, we can continue on that theme because women, you know, if you're in a consulting business, a lot of women price themselves too low. And as a result of that, they work their butts off, and then they don't get anywhere, and then they get frustrated with it. And, you know, if you have a good product to sell, if you have a good service to sell, figure out how much it really is going to take for you to get what you want on the bottom line and provide the value and go sell.
Yeah, somebody once told me that she described to one of her clients who did not want to raise her prices, she said, you're giving a mixed message. You are giving prices at the dollar store, but you look like you should be Neiman Marcus. So
yeah.
She said, so try to visualize that and see, you know, do you think you can raise your prices? And I agree with you. I think that sometimes women are afraid to because they think, oh, I won't have any clients.
Yeah, and it's not only there, but it goes with products too. A lot of times when I'm, you know, working with small business owners and they're women, I will not let a woman price a job or I won't let a woman price a product. I give it to their bookkeeper or somebody else in the organization and say, here's how you have to price this. Go for it. And then the women are amazed. I do it with guys, too, are amazed that they actually can get this and nobody's complaining about it. It's like, yeah, you're worth it. Go for it.
A novel concept, so.
Yeah.
So we talk about being profitable. What's the definition of having a business that's profitable?
A profit and loss statement is only telling you for a specific period of time whether you had more revenue than expense or you had more expense than revenue. What you want to do is have sustained profitability, and that is really looked at on a balance sheet. A balance sheet is actually more important, and most business owners, women, men, I don't care, you know, gender variety, don't get a balance sheet, and it's the mm-hmm. most important financial statement you've got. And it really and truly tells you long-term profitability. And the key to answer your question is you have to have greater revenues than expenses for a long period of time and continuous, then you're profitable.
And what period of time are we talking about? Is it something that if I said to you, okay, so in the last 6 months I've had more revenue than expenses, is that enough time or is it a year or is there really, you know, how do you define that?
All right, I'm going to get technical on you a little bit.
Okay.
There's a ratio called the current ratio, which is on your balance sheet. And the current ratio takes a look at current assets, which are things that are cash or turned into cash, and you're dividing it by current liabilities, which are things that have to be paid within a year. So you're getting cash within a year, dividing it by things that have to be paid within a year. And that ratio needs to continue on a long-term basis. So you might have little blips where you might have a negative month here or there or something like that, but on a continuous long-term basis, the current ratio should be going up. That's profitability.
Okay. Well, someone told me that your goal as a CEO of your company is to be able to make a deposit into your bank account every single day because that will truly show you're profitable. True? Not true.
No, it's not true. And I will tell you why. I had a company owner that I worked with who started his business at zero, grew it to $2 million on cash. So the cash that he got from one project started the next project, and the cash he got from that project started the next project. And as long as he was growing, he always had enough cash. And he was, yes, depositing cash in his checking account every day or every other day or whatever it was. And then all of a sudden he hit $2 million, and for whatever reason, the growth stopped. Okay, so he's a $2 million company, is not growing anymore, and all of a sudden he's starting to realize that he can't take his discounts from his vendors anymore. He's got a problem paying payroll every once in a while, and things aren't looking right. And he's like, wait a minute, I'm this $2 million company. I've always had cash. What in the world is going on? And so he called me on the phone, and I went and visited his location, and it turned out, long story short, he was losing a nickel for every dollar that came in the door for 12 years.
Oh, my. And while that
true
may not
story.
Sound like a lot, it is a lot.
Well, it gets masked. If you have a growing company,
mm-hmm.
you never see that nickel because you've got – and you're running your business on cash. You never see that cash deficit because
mm-hmm.
you always have cash from one – one project or one job or one, sale that starts the next and that finishes and that starts the next and starts the next and starts the next, and you're continually growing in terms of revenue, so you don't see the decrease in
right.
cash because it's only a nickel. I mean, only a nickel. I say only a nickel. But the reality is over a 12-year period of time, once that growth stops, within a month or two, you're going to start seeing it. And you're going to go, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it. So it's not only cash, it's profitable sales which turn into cash.
Okay, and you just said something interesting about profit and loss, and we know that a business plan is important for your business, and and you have to know your profit and loss, and whatever. But you said in something in some of our communications that you should do a profit and loss statement for each customer that you have, not just an overall for your business. So why is that, and what happens if you realize that your customer is costing you money? Do you just fire them or what?
Actually, you do fire them, and you fire them with what was told to me by Ruthless Compassion, which I started laughing. What you do is at the end of every year, you review all of your customers. And it's not you look at their profitability, i.e. how much revenue did they generate for you versus how much was the expense to actually do their, sell them whatever you're selling them. And it might be that, you're getting enough revenue from them, but they're always complaining, they're always wanting discounts, they're mean, cruel, and rotten, they're rude, your employees might be going into unsafe location, and you have to make a decision at that point. And one of my clients actually did this about 15 years ago, and that's where the Ruthless Compassion came about, because we looked at it and said, some of these customers have got to go, and we proved it on a, on a P&L basis. And so they said, okay, we're going to fire them with Ruthless Compassion. And I just looked at them and goes, no, this is what we're going to do. They went to every customer that they were firing. And they said, we're not going to be servicing you next year. Here are three other companies that you can go to. And they didn't leave them hanging. They actually went to them and they visited them. This is a fairly local company. They weren't doing, work nationwide. And those companies actually had three of his competitors that they could go to. And believe it or not, within a couple of years, a lot of them came back
really?
And said, okay, we're going to do it your way.
Interesting.
Yeah. So every customer's got a P&L.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And I don't know if anybody has ever thought of that before. Because it does make sense. And there are customers that, you might love to death, but they're costing you money because you love them so much, you do so much, and you end up losing money.
I do a thing called net profit per hour. And what net profit per hour is, you take your total number of billable hours and you divide it into how much profit you made.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a computer guy who did exactly what you're saying, absolutely loved his customers. And he'd spend all night working on a customer's project and charge him 2 hours, for 2 hours. And when we did his net profit per hour, it came out to 94 cents an hour. And he looked at me, and he said, I could make more money at McDonald's. And I said, yes, you could. Instantly that day, everything switched. He was worth more than 94 cents an hour.
I would say. Well, that's interesting. So talk to us about your company, Profitability Revolution, because it's all about being profitable, but there's more to being profitable than just dollars and cents.
Absolutely, because it's looking at all areas of a company's profitability, obviously the financial side, which is my piece of it. But we have a great woman, Susie Lemon, who does a program called HR Heaven or Hell, and how to make sure your employees are productive, how to hire, how to fire, how to do background checks, how do you deal with the myriad of HR issues that you've got. We have several who do marketing programs, a woman by the name of Lynelle Henderson, a guy by the name of Mike Ratchford, who have what I call the traditional media and social media. And we have, I'm drawing a blank now, but basically we look at every side of the business. We have a project, a series called Women's Business that's Paula Washington's hosts, and we are looking at all of the areas of your businesses. And you, everybody can watch the programs free. We broadcast 24/7, 365, and it's like television on the internet. We're the first internet television station that broadcasts ideas and strategies and news that matter to small business 24/7, 365 on any internet device, mobile or desktop. And the program's free to you all, so they can watch it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So now, what's the profitability revolution paradigm?
It's to shift your focus to make more money, live well, enjoy freedom, and give back. Oh, I forgot John Ray. Sorry, John. John does a program called Give Back. And we highlight deserving nonprofits, because working in small businesses, one of the best ways to grow your businesses is actually to give back. And it does well for your employees, it does well for you, and it makes you feel really, really, really good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, I mean, that's what it's all about anyway. I mean, to me, there's so much more to wealth than just money. And I think that when you give back and you see what you're doing and, you know, you can see an example of it, it's like priceless.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
So how are women affected by your company?
How are they affected by my company? Well, if they watch the programs and do what we tell them to do, they will be a whole lot more profitable in all areas of the business. And they'll get the self-confidence they need to go for it.
Yeah. And do you think that confidence plays a major portion for them either not being profitable or not getting what they deserve or not asking for what they deserve? So where does confidence fit in?
Confidence fits in not asking for what they deserve in a lot of respects, because they'll price a product that, number one, they may not understand what true cost is, because I've had that happen too. You know, you look at and it happens a lot with people who have home-based businesses. They have a product, you know, they're selling for, you know, multi-level marketing or something along those lines, and the products say, oh, you make a profit of X. Well, that's not necessarily true. That's your gross profit, because you have a selling cost for the products you're selling, and then you have all of your overhead costs. You've got rent and utilities and transportation and networking events and all these sort of and all the other things that happen that go to your bottom line, and then you really take a look at what you're earning and what the profitability truly is. So it's really opening your eyes not only from a financial standpoint, but also from an HR standpoint, and looking at it in terms of, okay, is this person productive? If he's not productive, am I paying him 40 hours a week for doing what? And so you're looking at that perspective also.
Awesome. Okay, so I have another little factoid about you. You have more than 10,000 hours in front of the camera and training and broadcasting to small business owners. So that's a lot of experience to share with your clients. How do you take all that experience and make it so, you know, it's not overwhelming, that it's really like spoon feeding?
Yeah.
Because I think that's what a lot of us need.
And if you look at the shows that we do it from a quote-unquote spoon-fed perspective. Each show is a half hour in length. It covers one topic. It's done by an expert who knows that particular topic, who's actually done it. There's no theory. So if you're looking for ways to make payroll next Thursday, go watch a show on payroll type things. If you need to do a background check, go watch the show on doing a background check. So any issue that you have that is keeping you up at 3 a.m. in the morning going, oh, my gosh, how do I deal with this? We have 250 programs in the library. You can probably find a program to answer whatever question that you're going through. You know, and being in front of a camera, quite frankly, has helped me over the years with my businesses. You know, we've done a lot of things and a lot of things right as a result of me listening to what other people have said.
Well, that's half the battle, is when you listen as opposed to trying to guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, and if you look at the books I've written, the Courage to Be Profitable, it's written in English. It's not written in accountingese, and it really and truly gives you the background and what is a P&L, what is a balance sheet, how do I deal with the issues of reviewing financial statements every month. And it's filled with stories of all of my clients. So it's not a textbook read, it's a story read.
Okay, so I want to talk about a book for a second. You have three books, and the last one is an Amazon number one bestseller, and it's The Courage to Be Profitable, Get and Stay Profitable in Less Than 30 Minutes a Month. Seriously? Can you really see a difference in 30 minutes a month?
Absolutely. Totally. Because the first time you do the analysis, it's probably going to take you more than 30 minutes. But I've had tons of experience with all my clients and making them do this. And by within 3 to 6 months, they're going, oh, yeah, why did I ever think this was hard? I mean, for those of us who have kids, and I don't know whether you have kids or not.
I do. I have old kids.
Yeah, I have old kids. I have an over 20-year-old, you know, in her 20s kid. But when we were teaching them to read, the first thing that happened was, like, oh, Mom, I don't want to read. Or, you know, when I was learning to read, I gave my mother a hard time about it.
Right.
And, you know, we had our moms there, and I'm probably showing my age, but we weren't allowed to watch TV. We weren't allowed to go outside. We had to go to our room without dinner. You know, those things are the things that my parents did on me.
Right.
But we learned to read. And as a result, this whole new world opened up to us. Well, reading a financial statement is exactly the same thing. Once you learn it, as hard as it might be to, you know, push you through it, once you do it, a whole new world opens up to you. You know, the only problem is we don't have our moms pushing us behind us. We just have our bankers and our customers and our employees who want to get their paychecks and those types of things. So, you know, if you think about it, it's just taking a little bit of time. And once you know it, literally, you can tell what's wrong with the P&L and balance sheet or something wrong in about 2 minutes. And then it takes you probably another 15 to plot everything on the graphs and take a look at what they're saying and do the things you got to do if they're not going the right way.
And when you need more help, that's when you invest in a coach, because
yep.
they're the ones that are totally objective and can see things that you can't see because we're too close to our businesses.
We're mean, cruel, and rotten.
Absolutely. So how can our listeners connect with you and make sure that they can, first of all, you know, stay in contact with you, but also, you know, get your books and any other programs they want to be a part of?
We have if they want to go to www.profitabilityrevolution.com, they can see all of our online programmings. My book is online. You can get it at Kindle. It's a Kindle. You can get it on Amazon. All three of my books are there. And they all have the websites, which are the book names. So www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com, www.theuglytruthaboutsmallbusiness.com, that type of thing. Or, you know, they can send me an email to rking@profitabilityrevolution.com, and I'd be happy to talk to them.
Awesome. So what do you want to leave our listeners with today? Because we are going to be out of time before you even know it.
I would say to your listeners who are selling or who are running businesses, number one, don't be afraid of the financials. Get your financial statements and get them on time, because that's the first step in making sure that you're profitable. Your financial statements are your scorecard, and if you find that you're not as profitable as you want to be, whether it's a pricing issue, whether it's a productivity issue, your financial statements will tell you, and do something about it. Don't put your head in the sand. You're worth it. Get it going.
Awesome. Well, Ruth, I want to thank you so much for sharing the mic with me today. I am looking forward to staying connected, keeping each other updated on our new adventures, and I have learned so much. I've taken copious notes here. So we will have you all over social media, and probably have already. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure. I hope that I helped your listeners.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to wrap up today's show with some strategies about creating a profitable business going forward. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. So here are some simple strategies for creating the path to a profitable business. Number one, know your market. A key to success is knowing your audience. So before you begin your company launch, be sure to research and understand your demographics. This includes having the answers to who they are, what they want, where they shop, how they do everything. Everything that you can possibly think of will take you one step closer to being ahead of your competitors. Number two, what makes your business different? What makes your products different? What's your value proposition? How do you differ from your competitors? Can you answer those questions? As difficult as it may be, all of these questions should be asked and answered before embarking on your new business. What value do you bring, and how is the solution you provide exactly what your market needs? Number three, take risks and be fearless. We all know that entrepreneurs are risk takers, so be prepared to fail a few times because not everything will work out according to plan, but keep going and don't stop trying. Number four, your budget. Today's topic is all about women and money, so make sure that this is included in making your business an ongoing success. So whether you're using your own money, you borrow money from friends or family, which is not always the best idea, or you have an investor, make sure the discussion is a detailed one. It's probably a good idea to include a CPA or financial advisor just to keep everyone and everything on the same page. And finally, number five, stay focused. Keep your eye on the prize. As entrepreneurs, we become shiny object people, so make sure you delegate those things that are not your strongest and keep those things that you are the strongest in. Make sure you have resources to go to when you need and will have walking ambassadors to spread your message. As Julia Cameron said, what we really want to do is what we're really meant to do. When we do what we're meant to do, money comes to us, doors open for us, we feel useful, and the work we do feels like play to us. I thank you all for tuning in every Monday at noon Central, where we share some extraordinary guests, some ideas for your business, and ways to stand out as the amazing women that you are. Make sure you stay connected with us, and remember, women want to be treated equally, not identically. Until next week, this is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.